From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Eric Westervelt. It's Here and Now. President Obama has just wrapped up a year-end press conference before heading off to San Bernardino, California, and then on to a vacation in Hawaii. He started his press conference by mentioning some of the highlights as he sees it from 2015. He mentioned the same-sex marriage ruling from the Supreme Court, the climate change summit in Paris, and he gave some credit to Congress.
Today, they passed a bipartisan budget deal. I'm not wild about everything in it. I'm sure that's true for everybody, but it is a budget that, as I insisted, invests in our military and our middle class without ideological provisions that would have weakened Wall Street reform or rules on big polluters.
Joining us now from Washington is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, what's the big headline coming out of this press conference?
You know, I don't know that there are any huge headlines here. I mean, you had a president who was trying to, tout a lot of what he's done during a time when people feel a lot of fear. He was fairly optimistic. There was one wrinkle that I kind of picked up on when you look at ISIS and Syria. He left open the possibility that Bashar al-Assad might stick around a little longer. He talked of constructing a bridge that the Russians and Iranians might accept. Now, that's kind of interesting because he usually talks about these kind of bipolar things where you'd say that that the United States either is going to do what he's doing now or they're going to have to basically occupy a country. Hmm. In this scenario, there seems to be a third way where Assad sticks around a little longer and use Russia and Iran to help fight ISIS.
Well, let's hear some of what he said about ISIS and how he talked about the threat of terrorism. Here he is.
Of course, our most important job is to keep Americans safe. I've had a lot to say about that this week, but let me reiterate. The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
You hear a little bit of it there. He also, if you listen to more of what he had to say, it did sound kind of like a victory lap at the end of his seventh year in office, which doesn't necessarily correspond with the way that he's viewed by the public. According to the polls right now, he's below 50% approval.
Well, this president has never been one to respond to what he thinks is small ball. You know, he's a long view president. He always takes that tack to say that history will prove him right, and he's not going to get into the messes of the day, which is kind of how his campaign was run in 2007, 2008. They'd always be sort of 2 days behind whatever the narrative was. And, you know, he's right now, you know, while Americans are fearful, like you mentioned, he was very optimistic, saying, in fact, quote, he's never been more optimistic about a year ahead than I am right now.
Hmm. Well, he did talk about the climate deal reached in Paris. He was asked about the Republicans and whether they posed a threat to the deal if there's going to be a Republican president next time around. We'll have to see. But this is what he had to say.
Keep in mind that right now, the American Republican Party is the only major party that I can think of in the advanced world that effectively denies climate change. I mean, it's an outlier.
And he was asked by a reporter if he was embarrassed by that, and he wouldn't really answer that question.
Well, you know, I think this is something that President Obama tries to argue. I mean, when you weigh in basically to the campaign, because he feels like his climate policy is something that most of the world agrees with. He tries to paint Republicans here as being climate deniers in the way that you don't see in much of the rest of the world, as he points out. When you look at polling, people in China, for example, had the lowest number of people saying that it was that climate change is a very serious problem, 18%. But when you looked at Americans, it was something like almost half of Americans, but 20% of Republicans. So very much similar to Chinese.
Domenico, as you look forward, when the president comes back from Hawaii and they get into the new year, what is he going to be able to accomplish with Congress? What does he want to accomplish with Congress?
He pointed out two things in particular on Congress. He wants somehow to work with them to increase wages was number one, because that is clearly something that his party is concerned about and I think goes to the core of why people aren't feeling what he sees as economic growth and sustainability. And two, criminal justice reform, which has been something that's bipartisan and has hit something of a snag in recent weeks. But he feels like pushing that he can do pretty well. He mentioned, you know, a lot of things get done in the fourth quarter and we're only halfway there.
And is that optimism or is that realism?
Well, depends on your spin. And I think that if you're looking at it that way, you know, that's a pretty glasses half full optimistic kind of look, because not a whole heck of a lot has gotten done with Congress. He's even going to try to push Gitmo detainee transfers through Congress. And he's already been shut down twice in Congress on that.
Right.
So that's a lot of optimism right there.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro with the latest on the president's end of year news conference. Domenico, thanks.
Thank you.